Randy Newman is one of the rock world's wittiest, most cynical, and most literate songwriters. He usually avoids confessional lyrics, preferring to speak ironically through the often unsavory characters he creates for his songs. His song Sail Away is a sales pitch to Africans to come to America to be slaves. Political science urges that we drop the atomic bomb. Later songs were written from the points of view of bigots, homophobes, murderers, and grotesques. Now Newman gets to sing in the persona of the devil. He's written a new music theater piece based on the Faust story. A theatrical production opens Sunday at the La Jolla Playhouse in California. The songs are featured on his new CD, Faust, with performances by Bonnie Raitt, Elton John, James Taylor, and Don Henley. Here's Randy Newman as the devil, singing Can't Keep a Good Man Down.
Listen to me. When you're on the bottom, like I am today, nose around, you're losing faith in what you're trying to do. There's only one thing a man can say. You can't keep a good man down. There've been mistakes, and I've made a few. But oh, what a price I had to pay. Yet still they try to push me around. But they can't keep a good man down. There may be times when I feel low. I lose sight of the dream.
Don't lose sight of the dream.
But that's alright, soon I know I'll be back on top again. Running things, hey, hey. Treat a man like dirt, give him no respect for who he is. Expect something dirty in return. Oh, they're flying high up there. They got a lot to learn. Because you can't keep a good man down.
In 1992, Randy Newman joined us in the Fresh Air studio and sat down at the piano for an interview and performance. He usually goes a few years between new CDs. He told me he hoped he was becoming more productive.
I used to, you know, lie out by the pool in the morning and send my kids off, you know, to school and say, you know, work hard, you know, come on, you know, do well in school. I was like sitting around, you know, talking to the pool man half the day. So, I mean, it was a bad example.
Well, you had...
They turned out all right.
You had Epstein-Barr for a while, too.
Yeah, I did.
The disease where you have, like, no energy months and years. You're right, yeah. And you can't get a diagnosis. But that's all behind you.
Yeah. Good. See, it went away like it came. Just, it was gone. It was bad. Every once in a while, I have a day where I get up and, you know, my heart rate would, like, be 40 beats faster standing up than it was lying down. It was just hard to go from here to there. I feel very sorry for anyone who has it.
Let me ask you to do one of your older songs for us, a song that I think that most of our listeners will know. Would you do Political Science for
us?
We know it as Let's Drop the Big One.
And yeah, hopefully. It's never been out of date since I wrote it, but maybe it is now.
Yeah.
Nah, there's a trade war. No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old. Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build built an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London and boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, babe, it'll be Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
What a wonderful song.
Thank you.
How did you write that?
I don't know. I think it came fairly quickly. I don't remember the circumstances. Just, you know, there's always been that. This is that sort of xenophobia that's been in the country, that's always been here, always will be, you know, sort of cubed. I mean, almost no one is this nuts anymore, but few people are.
Have you developed a separate sound for accompanying yourself at the piano than you'd use if you were just sitting at the piano alone to play? I mean, do you think of yourself as having a sound that you use when you're singing?
A pianistic sound?
Yeah. I mean, I think of you as having one, but I couldn't explain it.
I don't think of it, but I probably just adjust to what I'm doing, yeah. I have a style of playing, I think, that I can tell it's me, if only because I can't keep time.
Is there a certain kind of left hand that you think of as you or something?
Oh, you know, my son does this imitation of me, you know, without him. He goes, you know, it's this. I'm very fond of shuffles. I have been all my life. It seems to be my natural mode of expression. My mother was from New Orleans. I don't know whether that has anything to do with it, but, you know. Blue Monday, I hate Blue Monday. Got to work like a slave all day. I mean, that's the stuff I love. And people don't tend to like shuffles that much, you know, and drummers hate them. But I've written more than I should have, you know. So maybe there's something to my left hand.
So when you first got access to a piano, when you were trying to do things that you heard?
As a kid?
Yeah, as a kid.
I never tried to do things I heard. I just played out of the little, you know. The Thompson from a wigwam book at the party. That was getting complicated there. But I never, there was music in my family. And I remember when I was about six, all of a sudden, there was like a piano in my room, you know, just in case I was Mozart, I think they wanted to have this thing looming, an upright, Hoffman upright, looming over me. My dad was a doctor, but he loved show business, you know. Before he went in the army, he went on that Hollywood Caravan tour. One of my uncles conducted that thing during the war, and he was a doctor on that, and I guess he never got over it. But, I mean, I think he wanted me to be a musician, though he never admitted it. I mean, what was the piano doing there, you know?
Right.
I didn't know what to do with it.
So did you impress them with your musical skill early on?
Yeah, I did with my ear. You know, they could play a record, and I would name them what it was when I was very young, apparently.
So if you started off playing all these, you know, piano for beginner type books, how did you start to learn rock and roll? Did you just pick it up from records? Could you?
I think I did when I was, started 15, 16. A friend of mine suggested, you know, why don't you try and write some songs? His father was in the record business, so I did. And then a publisher signed me up. But it isn't like, you'll hear stories, I worked with Jeff Lynne on the last record. It was with ELO, and a lot of guys listened to a record, it did something to them. It clicked some kind of switch in them where they'd listen and copy the riffs on everything. I never did it. I was pushed kicking and screaming the whole way, it seems like, into music in some kind of ways. Even when I was in college and people would be all, they'd say, oh, did you hear Shostakovich's 11th Symphony? Or I don't know what it was then, about 11 maybe. And I, you know, I hadn't heard, but I was better than everybody at composition classes and stuff like that. Worse at, you know, sight singing and things like that. But there, I was like, I was good at it. I had talent for it.
Were lessons forced on you?
No, but I never always felt I wasn't practicing enough, and I wasn't. I there's no doubt that I have some talent for it. And I probably have developed some of it too.
Well,
I know that sounds odd, but
what was the first kind of stuff you started writing at the piano for yourself?
The first thing I wrote was like a summer song. I was 16, 17. They tell me it's summer. It went, but I know it's a lie. Cause summer's for laughing. All I do is cry. Jeez, I don't know whose key this was. But anyway, it was recorded by the Fleetwoods. Man, they tell me it's summer. But I know it's a lie. Cause summer's for laughing. All I do is cry. Things like that, you know, not really bad, but just vapid.
My guest is singer, songwriter, and pianist Randy Newman.
Can I ask you to do a chorus of Lonely at the Top?
Sure.
I just think that's one of your really kind of fun songs.
I've been around the world. I've had my pick of any girl. You'd think I'd be happy, but I'm not. Everybody knows my name, but it's just a crazy game. Oh, it's lonely at the top. You know what I was noticing since you're sitting right here and I'm singing?
Yeah.
How hard it must have been, unless you're an actor in movies, you know, I was trying to look at you and sing. It's murder. It would be murder to listen, too, you know. I love you, I'll always love you. Jesus Christ.
It's really embarrassing to
I couldn't
to
do
be,
it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't know what to do. I don't know what to
exactly,
do.
Exactly, exactly. So are you averting your eyes?
Oh, well, very much so. I'm afraid. As a matter of fact, I'm glad I can't see audiences. You know, when you do TV, they're lit up. So, you know, you're playing along on Letterman or Saturday Night Live, and you can see the people, and, you know, you see people talking to each other. I'm afraid to look.
I remember from the last interview we did that you wrote that for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I did. And I thought it really would have been kind of hip if he did that.
Yeah.
And I played it for Streisand, but she said, well, people would believe it. You know, if she sung that, maybe she's right.
Do people believe it about you? Do they think that you're singing?
It depends. Some towns. You know, I used to play in Philadelphia, strangely enough, where we are, and they wouldn't laugh. They'd think I was at the time, even if there were 12 people in the audience, you know, at a club.
You know, in talking about how you don't usually write the kind of, like, emotional, sincere song, like your song Dixie Flyer is, it's a very personal song, but by the end of it, you're talking about kind of... Well, anti-Semitism in a way.
Yeah. A lot of my songs I hope are moving. You know, it's just, I don't know. I had someone ask me, you know, are you going to start writing more personally like Dixie Flyer is now? And I said, no, I don't think so. I wanted to see if I could do something like that. But I mean, I don't think my stuff is necessarily deficient in emotion because it's, I'm not the first person in the eye, you know. So I refute your argument and shoot it down in flames and once again triumph to go on to further triumphs in cities around the country. Not a hard, mean man, but a gentle, understanding man who wishes his private life to remain, I mean... Here's what I think. I think you could tell more about me, what I'd be like, just making a guess, coming in the studio and never seen me before. than you could about some of these people who are writing about, well, we made love in the meadow, and oh, I'm going there, over there, and I love you, I'll always love him. Some of those guys are monsters, believe me.
I believe you.
I mean, but you could guess. You'd be pretty right about what I'd be like. I bet you could have guessed, maybe, that I wasn't the ogre that some have painted me. I rest my case. Innocent.
I really regret that we're out of time. I want to thank you so much, Randy Newman, for coming. It's just been wonderful to have you here. Thank you.
It's been good to be here.
Randy Newman recorded in 1992. His new musical, Faust, opens Sunday at the La Jolla Playhouse in California. The songs are featured on his new CD, Faust. Here's Newman singing the part of the devil.
Let me be your lover, boy. Just won't hold your hand. Something we might both enjoy. Can you understand? I've been waiting for a long time for you to tell me that you'll be mine. Honey, I'm doing the best I can, but I got to be your man. I got to be your man. I got to. That great big moon that shines down in the sky above, reminding me of love, baby. Gonna give it to you, and in our solitude, I'll hold you in my arms, captivated by your charm. Oh, oh, now you're gonna get it. When the morning sun comes up, I'll be there by your side.
This is Fresh Air.